Dave Juvay is with the, as the, I guess, acting president of the New Hampshire Business and Industry Association, representing, Dave just said, more than 400 businesses, large, small, medium. I have empathy for our employers right now. I just don't know how you run some of these businesses where you need people in person, but it is what it is. Now, the, let me ask you this, very direct or succinct. Are there hidden business fines, hidden business costs and fines in the Build Back Better? Is what we're hearing from politicians. If you're small, medium-sized, don't worry about it. But what I'm hearing from couples in New Hampshire that might have a small, small business, if they gross even, you know, say $400,000 a year, doesn't mean they take that home. There are going to be fines and costs to this bill. True or false?
Yeah, that's true. And it also illustrates part of the problem with Build Back Better. To the extent that people are thinking about it at all, they're thinking about it as an infrastructure bill. And who doesn't like infrastructure? And certainly our country needs to focus on the infrastructure.
But that bill passed. No.
Yes, but this is bigger and better. But the problem with the bill
is the additional spending.
Not just the additional spending, but that there are components of legislation that would never be able to stand on its own that are put into that bill with the hopes that, you know, it'll either get lost and not talked about, which the provisions you're mentioning fall into that category, or if it is noted, people will recognize, well, you know, I don't particularly like that component, but the bigger bill is where the focus needs to be. And this these fines, these hidden fines that you refer to, are a part of what was originally called the PRO Act, or the Protect the Right to Organize. It was a labor union-driven legislation specifically designed to upset what has been a very careful balance over 80 years between the rights of workers to organize and the rights of management. It's been litigated. It's in common practice. There has been over 80 years of experience in terms of labor's ability to organize and management's ability to impact that. The PRO Act, as it's called, would upset all of that and make it really
punitive to the employers.
Punitive to the employers, yeah. And make it almost impossible for employers to have any impact on union organization. And it's done in ways that are really detrimental to individual employees. But in terms of the fees, it is also extraordinarily punitive. Fees have been jacked up anywhere from $50,000 to $100,000 per violation. And so this could quickly
put a business out of business.
Absolutely. And
politicians should not have the goal of putting businesses out of business.
Well, that's what we believe. This proposal has been around for years and never gone anywhere.
Yeah, because but now people had some sanity.
Now it's been inserted into the Build Back Better plan.
Well,
and believe me, it is not a part of that proposal that's under any discussion.
Yeah, you don't want to put a microscope or a light on something that's just so stupid. No, that's just me. Hey, let me ask you this, Dave. What about some of the other fees? I've heard this, that when politicians say, oh, don't worry, it's only going to be the rich fat cats, Elon Musk, Bezos, they're not paying their fair share, even though what did Musk just say he's going to pay for selling his Tesla stock? This is after Elizabeth Warren said he doesn't pay his fair share. Was it $11 billion he paid in taxes?
Yeah.
Was that the number Elon Musk came out last year before the holidays and said, by the way, I'm paying, I think it was 11. Well, we'll come back to that. Yeah. My point is this. What about the medium-sized business or person? Because I'm hearing things like a business owner who's worked hard in New Hampshire or Maine, a listening region, may want to pass along his or her own business through an inheritance to the kids and have succession plans. So inheritance taxes, capital gains taxes, by the way, which is just you simply sell your house in a busy real estate market that you've put so much blood, sweat, and tears into, we're already paying a capital gains. They want to raise that inheritance taxes. So when someone says you're not going to pay anymore unless you're Bezos or Elon Musk, isn't that a bunch of BS?
Well, yeah. Here's the thing. When you have a bill like Build Back Better, which includes the PRO Act, which BIA strongly opposes, And it's dramatically increasing spending. Forget about what the spending is being used for and whether it's needed or not. Reasonable people can agree or disagree on that. But if you're dramatically increasing spending, you have two options, is the federal government. One option is to just add to the debt.
Mm-hmm.
The other option is you're going to have to find the revenue
from
somewhere.
Taxes are going to go
up. And the revenue amount that they're having to find, we're not talking about millions or billions. We're talking trillions.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's not chump change.
Well, you know what? I'm old school. Someone's got to pay for it. Nothing's for free. And, you know, I'm looking at this. Now, have you, Dave Juve, acting president, Business Industry Association, have you spoken with our federal delegation that might be in favor of much of the Build Back Better provision? And what have you heard?
Well, here's where the bill is at. It's already passed the House at the federal level. It's now in the Senate, and it is caught up in this issue that probably most of your listeners have heard about, reconciliation, which is where you need a 60-vote majority to move something on, or you could, through reconciliation, pass it on a 51-vote majority, which Democrats in the Senate control. The issue is
Senator Manchin put a nix on that right before the holidays.
The issue is the Democratic caucus is not unified. Right. On
because
passing
some of those members
want
to get reelected, and they know what they're doing to their constituents. I mean, I had to laugh. You can't get into politics. I can. Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia gets vilified as a Democrat going into Christmas. He wasn't getting the Biden ornament from the White House Christmas tree. He went home to West Virginia just because he said, I can't vote for this. And boy, do they turn on their own fast.
Yeah, you're right. The BIA is strictly nonpartisan, but the provisions of the PRO Act, which are in Build Back Better, are bad for business, bad for employers, and ultimately bad for employees.
Yeah. All right, Dave, you've probably said enough. Thank you very much.
All right.
Be well. Great to see you again. Thanks for coming in, Dave.
Thanks, Jack.
BIA. If people want to learn more, website?
BIAOFNH.com, BIAofNewHampshire.com.